大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 QQ 群号码是90127292，欢迎加入。好，今天呢又是托福听力的时间，我们来讲一段这个历史课的内容啊。我们今天请来的专家老师是来自优异爱学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello everybody。啊，今天的这个课还比较有意思，他讲的这个呢其实就是讲这个眼镜这件事儿。
我们近视眼戴的这个眼镜，
没错
啊，它的这个历史，
没错
啊。
它呢，首先呢，它会说到这个印刷术。那现在咱什么都不听的情况下哈，比如说 Larry， 你认为是先有的印刷术，还是先发明的眼镜？
这俩有关系吗？哦，有关系，
有关系吧。
因为只有当你戴好了眼镜，才能看到印刷出来的文字，所以我猜测啊，应该先有印刷术，后面才有眼镜。
哎，但是呢是不是这样呢？咱们一会儿听听看。听之前呢，我们先还是扫一下这个相关的生词。好，第一个生词呢叫 societal attitudes toward eyed glasses。 society 这个词是比较熟的，对吧？然后 societal 呢就是社会的啊。 societal attitude toward eye glasses， 他会讲到呢就是社会对于戴眼镜这件事儿，他其实是有一定的这个成见，他有人有看法。这是具体什么看法呢？待会儿呢大家可以听。第二个词呢就是视力，这个词呢可以叫 eyesight， 也可以叫 vision。
vision，
对，说我们有眼界也可以用它叫 vision usually as a leader of a company, those directors, the big heads, should have a vision about the future of the company and the business as a whole. 好，再往下一个词呢，就是 literacy。这一看就是跟文学有关系哈。literacy 呢，它的含义就是识字儿，就是是否是文盲。然后这个句子是这样的 ,this increasing literacy in reading led to an increasing demand for eyeglasses.也就是随着人们识字的普及率上升啊，那就是在阅读方面呢有更多的人识字的话，它也就加快了增加了一些对于眼镜的需求。好，再往下呢一个单词呢是它讲到呢就是形容词的形式叫 literate 啊，是识字的。那要是不识字的呢？反义呢？
反义，那么一定是在前面加一个前缀，
叫 illiterate。
illiterate
就是 ill， 然后 iterate。
在 literate 前面加一个 il， illiterate。
对，那 illiteracy 就是它的名词，也就是文盲，
不识字的。
那我要是在招聘广告这么一个上下文里边啊，你看到一个对于应聘者的要求叫 computer literate， 你觉得它是什么意思？
computer literate， 也就是说他要懂得用电脑。
对了，会用电脑。那我要是说 internet literate，
他要对互联网还挺熟悉的。
没错哈，所以呢你看 literate 除了识字儿，也可以在前面加上其他的这个技能，组合成一个掌握其他技能的这么一个意思。好，再接下来呢就是 quartz 这个词。quartz， quartz 这个词呢在好多的手表上都有见到。啊，尤其是在80年代、90年代，哟，你要说你这个手表上有 quartz， 那你觉得是啥意思呢？
哟，这个我还真没研究过。
好，它就是一个石英的意思。
哦、石英 quartz。quartz。
对。好，他是怎么提到了石英这个东西呢？他说这个 European monks would take a piece of clear rock, often quartz, and place it on top of the reading material, and this clear rock magnified the letters, making them appear larger. 所以他用了这么一个透明的一块石头，也就是经常来讲这石头就是石英，他放在那个字儿上面就能把那个字儿呢让它看起来更加大了。所以呢这个其实就是眼镜早期的这个雏形啊。那 quartz 是石英这个石头啊。那这个 reading stone 就是当时对这个有放大功能的这种石头的一个称呼啊。说起来这个放大镜这个玩意儿，我觉得现在好多人还真是
用的少了。现在
你觉得少了吗？我好像觉得多了。你看那个大街上的摊儿就卖各种形式的放大镜，
哦，
还有军用的什么折叠的各种各样的放大镜。然后呢他还会提到了一个词叫 alternative， alternative 这个词既可以当形容词也可以当名词。然后他这么说的，他说 glassmakers in Italy came up with a less expensive alternative, 是 a less expensive alternative, 所以它的词性应该是个名词还是个形容词呢？
它呀应该是一个名词，因为前面有一个名词的标志，也就是名词的冠词，叫做 a
less expensive alternative,
a less expensive alternative, 前面有一个 a, 那 a 后面加的一定是名词了。
对，好，再接下来呢就有一个词叫 evolve, evolve,
进化，
进化，没错，演变的意思。这也不难啊，就除了说动物植物人进化呢，你可以说这个东西慢慢就演变成今天这样的眼镜了。
Evolve 有一个名词形式就是 evolution,
对，
进化论就是 the theories of evolution。
好，然后呢再往下有一个词是 well over 100 years 啊， well over 那个 well 的感觉就是比那个一百年还要多得多、
哦、
啊，就是 well over。好，那我们听一遍这个讲座的上半部分。
Listen to part of a lecture in a history class.
So we've been talking about the printing press, how it changed people's lives, making books more accessible to everyone. More books meant more reading, right? But as you know, not everyone has perfect vision. This increase in literacy, in reading, led to an increase in demand for eyeglasses.And, well, here's something you probably haven't thought of. This increased demand impacted societal attitudes towards eyeglasses. But, first let me back up a bit and talk about vision correction before the printing press. And, what did people with poor vision do? I mean, especially those few people who were actually literate. What did they do before glasses were invented? Well, they had different ways of dealing with not seeing well. If you think about it, poor vision wasn't their only problem. I mean, think about the conditions they lived in. Houses were dark. Sometimes there weren't any windows. Candles were the only source of light. So in some places, like ancient Greece, for example, the wealthiest people with poor vision could have someone else read to them. Easy solution if you could afford it.Another solution was something called a reading stone. Around 1000 CE, European monks would take a piece of clear rock, often quartz, and place it on top of the reading material. The clear rock magnified the letters, making them appear larger. Well, it's like what happens when a drop of water falls on something. Whatever's below the drop of water appears larger, right? Well, the reading stone works in a similar way.But rocks like quartz, well, quartz of optical quality, weren't cheap. Late in the 13th century, glassmakers in Italy came up with a less expensive alternative. They made reading stones out of clear glass. And these clear glass reading stones evolved into the eyeglasses we know today. So we're pretty sure that glasses were invented in about the late 1200s, well over 100 years before the printing press. But it's not...clear who exactly invented them first or exactly what year, but records show that they were invented in both Europe and China at about the same time.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好的，很快这个讲座的上半部分我们就听完了。那么我们针对上半部分刚才听过的内容，讲一些重点部分吧。
好的。首先呢，教授在讲这个阅读和印刷术之间的关系，还有这个眼镜出来之前呢，他是这么说的啊，咱先把这个前面这一段我先念一遍，然后你看看中文大概是什么意思，给同学们总结一下。
好的。
So we've been talking about the printing press, how it changed people's lives, making books more accessible to everyone.
哦，上节课这个老师已经给大家讲了一些关于印刷术的这个知识了。之前说到过，这个人们是怎么通过印刷术改变生活，制造书本，然后呢，让每个人都能够读到。
More books meant more reading, right? But as you know, not everyone has perfect vision.
虽然印刷了以后大家能读到，但是呢并不是每一个人都有一个健全的视力去读这一些印刷出来的书。
This increasing literacy in reading led to an increasing demand for eyeglasses.
因为大家书读的多了，眼睛就坏了，所以呢，很多人就需要这个眼镜。
Mm-hmm. And here's something you probably haven't thought of. This increased demand impacted the societal attitudes toward eyeglasses. 他说这一点可能你们没想到的，是吧？就是随着对于眼镜的需求不断的增加呢，其实这件事儿对于社会上对于眼镜的看法，它是有影响的。
眼镜不是好事儿吗？
嗯，
还有一些人对眼镜有一些其他的观点哈。
好，那你觉得当时人们认为戴眼镜的人他是什么情况？比如说这个戴眼镜的人是比较穷的人还是比较富的人呢？
我觉得吧，应该是比较富的人。
哎，
因为眼镜它在当时属于高科技产品。
还真是这么回事儿。
哎，所以呢，肯定是富人才能拥有。
对，好，但是呢，他先说 ，First, let me back up a bit。啊，这个 back up 又屡次出现了，我们还是要往回看看更早的时间 and talk about vision correction before the printing press。 所以老师现在要讲的是什么情况啊？印刷术出现之前还是之后了？
Talk about vision correction before the printing press， 也就是说在印刷术出现之前就有这个视力纠正的
对了
这个技术了。
对，就是这个人们怎么去矫正视力呢，是吧？比如近视眼远视眼。And what did people with poor vision do? I mean, especially those few people who were actually literate. 然后老师就说了这个眼神不好的人，对吧？尤其是那些能读就是识字儿的那些眼神不好的少数人，他们怎么办？ What did they do before glasses were invented?
他们在眼镜发明之前到底怎么解决自己的视力问题的？
Well, they had different ways of dealing with not seeing well. If you think about it, poor vision wasn't their only problem. I mean, think about the conditions they lived in. Houses were dark. Sometimes there weren't even windows. Candles were the only source of light.
哦，原来这个视力不好并不是他们唯一的问题。那还有其他的一些问题呢？比如他们住的地方可能这个灯光不太好，当时还没有灯呢。所以呢，光照不好的时候呢，只能通过点蜡烛来解决这个问题。
Mm-hmm. In some places, like ancient Greece, for example, the wealthiest people with poor vision could have someone else read to them. Easy solution if you could afford it.
所以在以前呢，在古希腊，那有钱人呢，可以让别人把这书念给他听，所以自己就不用看了。这样一来呢，就很简单粗暴地解决了这个问题。
没错哈，当然了，前提是你得有钱，对吧？找一个人读。Another solution was something called a reading stone.
A reading stone， 这个很有意思。我们接下来听，什么叫做 reading stone？
Around 1000 CE, European monks would take a piece of clear rock, often quartz, and place it on top of the reading material. The clear rock magnified the letters, making them appear larger. Looks like what happens when a drop of water falls on something. Whatever is below the drop of water appears larger, right?Well, the reading stone works in a similar way.
刚才那一大段话有点复杂，我们一点一点来看哈。首先说到时间 ，around 1000 CE， 这里没有 ye， 而说的是 CE。CE 是什么意思呢？
就是公元后 ，AD 也是公元后
，CE 也是公元后，
也是。
哦，
这个欧洲的 monks 是什么人呢？
和尚。
对，
欧洲也有和尚。
有。
European monks.They would take a piece of clear rock.
对，他就把这一块岩石给它放在哪儿呢
？And place it on the top of the reading material. 他就把这个透明的石英啊放在了阅读材料的上面。
对了，这样就起一个放大镜的作用。
Oh.
然后紧接着他就对比这个事儿，就像一个水滴，如果滴在一个东西上的时候呢，这个水滴下面的这个形象就变得。大了，
这个就是最原始的放大镜。
没错，他说这个 reading stone 呢也是同样的原理。好，然后接着呢，他就说像这个石英这个东西贵还是不贵呢？他这样说的 ：But rocks like quartz, while quartz of optical quality, won't cheap。啊，所以这个石英这个东西，尤其是具有光学的质量的这样的石英，其实是并不便宜。 Late in the 13th century, glassmaker in Italy came up with a less expensive alternative. They made reading stones out of clear glass.
所以呢，意大利人当时就用透明的这个玻璃来代替这个石英，这样一下成本就降低了。
没错， they made reading stones out of a clear glass, and these clear glass reading stones evolved into the eyeglasses we know today.
这就是我们今天的眼镜的雏形。
对了， so we are pretty sure that glasses were invented in about the late 1200s.
由此推断呢，眼镜是在接近1300年的时候发明的。
对了，好，再来呢， well over 100 years before the printing press. 也就是说眼镜的发明要先于印刷术的发明。
100多年。
对，领先100多年。所以那个时候呢，就说明印刷的东西虽然少，可是呢，人们那个戴眼镜的需求依然旺盛。But it's not clear who exactly invented them first, or exactly in what year. But records showed that they were invented in both Europe and China at about the same time.所以你看这个眼镜是吧，他说不知道是具体是什么人，也不知道是哪一年发明的，只是有个朦胧的大概啊，接近1300年，而且呢是同时在欧洲和中国有人发明了这个眼镜，这是我们听力材料的上半部分。
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
接下来呢，那个后半部分呢，就讲这么一个现象，就是在不同的区域同时发明一个东西，这个在历史上叫什么？我们这是个历史课，对不对？好，那听之前呢，我们还是先扫荡一些生词。第一个就是 tie something to something else， 这个 tie 是个动词 ，T-I-E， 就是把一件事儿和另一件事儿联系上，
捆绑的意思，就把这个和那个绑一块儿，联系到一块儿的。的意思。
好，下面一个词叫 status symbol 啊 ，status 一个单词，然后 symbol 第二个单词放在一块儿。
嗯 ，symbol 我知道就是象征的意思嘛。
嗯哼 ，status 呢就是社会地位。
嗯 ，so a status symbol 就是一个地位
的
象征。
对，啊，当时他是指什么呢？他说 ，so glasses were a status symbol。In some parts of the world.
因为当时眼镜属于高科技产品，就像现在的 iPhone、Apple Watch 啊，这种手表啊，这种高科技产品，所以呢，当时眼镜居然在世界的某一些地方是一种地位的象征。
对，
你有钱，你有权才能戴眼镜。
好，那再来呢，就是一个用法叫 readily available， available 就是能够有，能够很容易的找到。 readily available 呢就是真是不费劲啊，很轻松的就能找到。这个中文呢我们翻回去英文一般想不起来这么说。好，再往下一个词呢就是traveling peddler。Traveling peddler means a peddler who travels around， and peddler means someone who sells something，所以就是一个游商小贩。好，这个就是我们第二部分的生词，不太多，请大家听一下。
By the way, we call this independent discovery. Independent discovery means when something is invented in different parts of the world at the same time. And it's not as unusual as it sounds. You can look at the timeline charts in the back of your textbook to see when things were invented in different cultures at about the same time to see what I'm talking about.So, now let's tie this to what I said before about societal attitudes towards glasses. Initially, in parts of Europe and in China, glasses were a symbol of wisdom and intelligence. This is evident in the artwork from the period. European paintings often portrayed doctors or judges wearing glasses. In China, glasses were very expensive, so in addition to intelligence, they also symbolized affluence, wealth. In 14th century Chinese portraits, the bigger the glasses, the smarter and wealthier the subject was. So glasses were a status symbol in some parts of the world. Now let's get back to the invention of the printing press in 1440. What happened? Suddenly books became readily available.And more people wanted to read, so the need, well, actually not only the need, but the demand for more affordable glasses rose drastically. Eventually, inexpensive glasses were produced, and then glasses were available to everyone. People could purchase them easily from a traveling peddler.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，第二部分的录音呢，也听完了，大家能明白了这个在世界各地不同的地方同时做发明，而且这个两拨人中间不通气儿，这个在史上有一个称谓叫做什么呢？叫做 Independent Discovery。
Independent Discovery.
好，就这一段呢，请 Larry 给大家念一下。
Independent discovery means when something is invented in different parts of the world at the same time and it's not as unusual as it sounds.You can look at the timeline charts in the back of your textbook to see when things were invented in different cultures at about the same time to see what I'm talking about.
对了，好，所以呢是这个专门课本上还有这么一个时间图，让大家老师说你们下课自己看去。再接下来呢，他就谈到了这个大家当时社会对于戴眼镜的人士的看法。啊，他是这样说的 ：So now let's tie this to what I've said before about societal attitude towards glasses. Initially, in parts of Europe and in China, glasses were a symbol of wisdom and intelligence. 好，他说这个眼镜象征着什么呀？
知识分子嘛，就象征着你的智慧和你的才能。
嗯、对了。好，接下来说 This is evident in an artwork from the period. European paintings often portray doctors or judges wearing glasses. 咱们怎么知道当时社会是对这个看法呢？所以呢就要回到当时那个时候的艺术作品。
从艺术作品中我们就能看出来，当时在欧洲的这个医生也好啊，这个法官也好啊，这种高级知识分子，他们往往都会戴眼镜。
对了，这画里边就显示出来了。同时他也提了中国也有这种类似的艺术作品。In China, glasses were very expensive, so in addition to intelligence, they also symbolize affluence, wealth. 啊，他说在中国也是，对不对？除了说这个人有天分啊，有知识，而且他还要有钱。Affluence 这个词呢，就是 wealth， 就是金钱的意思，财富的意思。
说一个人很有钱，就说 someone is very affluent。它是一个形容词。
对 ，In 14th century Chinese portraits, the bigger glasses, the smarter, the wealthier, and the wealthier the subject was. 啊，所以说当时十四世纪的画，就是在中国的这个画作的题材里边，如果这个人物戴的眼镜越大，就说明的话他越有钱，
越有知识，越有钱。
没错 ，So glasses were a status symbol in some parts of the world。好，这句已经解过了。那我要这么让你造一个句子呢？比如说，有小汽车啊，私家有私家车，这是一个社会地位的象征。
So today, private cars are a status symbol in today's society.
对，那用那个 iPhone Watch 也是一种身份地位的象征呢。
So the Apple Watches today are a symbol of status, or rather, a status symbol.
对，所以呢，这个词希望大家就会用了。好，那后来就是到了1440几年呢，这个 printing press 才开始出现啊。然后的话呢，这个glasses become more affordable and the demand rose drastically. More affordable 就证明它那个价钱是更便宜了还是更贵了？
应该是更加的便宜了，因为有更多的人可以买得起它了。
对，
more affordable.
没错，这个 affordable 这个词呢，我觉得用的特别地道。那比如说在这个好多的大城市，房子啊，人是买不起的，英文应该是怎么说呀？Unaffordable 也行 ，not affordable 也行。
Housing is unaffordable or is not affordable.
好，那这个就是今天讲的这些语言点。我们今天的讲座呢就到这里，大家可以收听回放，并且下载听力原文。只要加入我们的 QQ 群，群号是
90127292，欢迎您的加入。我们下期节目再见。
再见。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。Money。
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃，
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
in your fast car whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you, everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you, tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey, is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two, only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now the old stars living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild ducks, video game.
You alright? Alright.
He holds me in his big arms, thinking I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun. Playing video. It's you, it's all for you, everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you, tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey, is that true? It's better than I ever. Tell you all the time, heaven is a